Welcome to another episode of Spock Sports Show, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. It's a look at everything sports here in the Mid-Michigan area. And now, here's your host, Chris Spock.
Welcome on into another edition of Spock Sports Show. I'm Buck 92 and podcasting wherever you get your podcast. Presented by Barbary Law Firm. Every case they take, they take personally. Batter up. It's time to talk baseball and softball. And if you win a state championship, man, so I'm going to catch up with first. Beale City Baseball only graduated one player, Mr. Braylon Zucker, from last year. So pretty much the whole squad coming back this year is able to catch up. Four-year varsity players Jake Gauthier, Cade Smith, as well as head coach Brad Ancliffe. Here's my chats with them. Spock Sports Show.
Chris Spockman hanging out with Spock Sports Show before the Beale City Aggie boys take on Bay City Western, catching up with them for this evening's show. And Jake, Caden Smith joining me. Jake Gauthier, Caden Smith joining me. And both you guys have been four-year varsity players. What's it like thinking you're going into your last season of baseball, Caden?
Looking at it as another chance to go out and have fun, play this game that was given to us, and just have a good time.
Jake?
Yeah, same type of thing that he said. It's our last one, and we want to make it sweet and hopefully end the season on top.
Yeah, and baseball is kind of the only thing you do. How long you been itching for this to come back around?
It's been a while. I've been ready to get back at it. I mean, we have pretty much the same team we had last year, so I'm excited, and I'm glad the season's rolling.
Yeah, I mean, you guys go back 2 years. You guys lost in the state championship game. Last year, you guys won the state championship. Was it different in the off season, like the quote-unquote hunger, as they say, or are you guys really hoping, itching, ready to get back there?
I'd say they were about the same. I mean, we had the same goal both years is to get to where we were. And so I'd say the itching was the same. And it is this year. That's our goal this year too.
I'd say it was a little bit different for me. I mean, the way we lost, it wasn't good for anyone. And there was a lot of us that wanted it bad just because of the way we lost and the fact that we lost in the end and didn't take it all home. So I'd say we had a chip on our shoulder coming into last season wanting to take it back.
Yep. This season, is it, you know, kind of chip on your shoulder, it's the last shot you got kind of thing?
For sure. And yeah, one of the main reasons for that is it's our last year and we want to go out on top again.
First three games or four games on the schedule, hopefully you guys were able to play Okemos this weekend. You guys playing Bay City Western today. For you guys going back and all your baseball time, first few games on the schedule, able to get them in, how rare is that?
It's pretty rare. I mean, we've been blessed with this good weather on Saturday, and then today's a beautiful day. So yep, I'm happy that it's nice out.
Yeah, Caden, any thoughts? Or are you just like, it's nice out, let's roll?
Just, it's nice out. I'm excited about the warm weather, and I'm happy while it's here because it might not be here too long.
For you guys, you know, people quote-unquote gunning for Beale City because you guys won the state championship last year, but I feel like that's something you guys have felt every year of your career. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Sacred Heart Academy, you guys play them on April 22nd. You guys play them again in the, possibly play them again in the districts. We'll see. It was one of those that I was thinking about it. You've got, you know, Gauthier, Smith, Gildy, Wilson, Fussman, Walcott, and then I don't know if, you know, Gatrell, Small, or Latham came out or playing baseball, and then slide over to Sacred Academy with Halliday, Bogue, McDonald, Stemke, Zion, and Perrette. That's a lot of guys that are going to be playing, you know, at least one sport or next at the other level. How crazy is that? Have you guys thought about that? How great of athletes it's been? How great that rivalry's been for you guys over the last few years?
Yeah, it is. It's weird how many, you know, good players are in the area right now in 2024 and a couple years to come, but it's crazy how it's all at the same time. You know, usually it's spread out and you have one local guy go play college every year, but there's a lot this year.
Yeah, there's maybe a dozen or so with this senior class that seem like they're going on to the next level. Jake, what do you think when I say those names?
It's been awesome. We've played with a lot of those guys that you just said our whole lives ever since Little League, and it's been awesome to compete with them even when we were on the same team. And now that we get to play against each other, it's definitely a blast.
Yeah, and what does that do? I feel like in baseball in particular, you know, the one-on-one for you, Caden, I guess you behind the plate as a catcher, those one-on-one matchups, those little conversations that you guys have had, when it's somebody you've kind of grown up with, does that make it more fun or more intense? Is there, you know, a way you guys would put it?
It's been a while for both of us since we've... Me personally, I mean, I don't talk to many of them.
Yep, all right, yep.
And it's been a while, so it really doesn't add anything
just
to me.
Just kind of on the field.
Yeah, it's... Yep. But it's fun to, you know, talk about when you used to play with them and think about the old memories you have.
Like when Halliday steps up to the plate, you know where you want it, you know what I mean? You kind of know his sweets. What is it, the old MLB, you know, the show or whatever, they got the hot zones out there. You know, yeah, where to throw it to him and not. What about you, Jake?
Oh, one guy, Halliday, whenever he steps up to the plate, I'm always messing with him, talking to him. If Schmidt's on the mound, telling him how he's going to strike him out. It's nice to have guys that you play against, especially in those big games that you can joke around with and take the pressure off a little bit, like in the district finals. That's a big game, yep, and we're playing against probably four guys on that team that we we've played with for a long time. So it's nice to mess around but be serious at the same time with them.
Yeah. And when did you guys, I don't want to say when did you know, but you know, this group of seniors that you got, how many seniors are on the baseball team this year? And I'm putting you guys on the spot because, like I said, there's a lot. I think I go back to, was it 13, 14 for football? I'm sure you guys have, you know, a ton. But, you know, when did you guys know something was going to be special with this group? Was it your freshman year, you know, when the four of you guys were up, or what do you think?
I would say last year, halfway through the year.
Yeah.
Because we kind of came off of the 2022 season a little worried, like, oh, we're losing all these guys. And a lot of us weren't very confident going into last year because we lost so many people. But halfway through the season, we found out that, hey, we can work together and our talents all contribute to the team. And when we all put it together, we're a great team.
Okay. And I think you answered that question pretty good. You got anything to add to it?
No, I just last year going into the season was when I realized we had something special. Wasn't expected for the season.
And now, do you got a favorite part of playing for Papa Cliff, Coach Antcliffe? Start with you, Jake.
I wouldn't say a favorite part, but he kind of makes it feel like I'm at home. He's a lot like my dad, big, loud, really gets on you. And if you're not putting in the effort that he knows that you can put in, he's going to be on you right now and make sure that you're putting in 100% all the time. So that's one thing that I love having. Yeah,
he's never going to beat around the bush.
And he's Papa Cliff. I mean, he's always there for you. If you need something, he's the guy you call.
Yep. What about you, Caden?
I'm this is different than a lot of people, but I enjoy how much he keeps everyone accountable. You know, everyone thinks he's so mean and strict, but that's what you need as a winning baseball program, is someone that holds everyone accountable and doesn't let anyone get away with anything. And I think that's why we're successful.
Yeah, but I always like to tell people, and I guess he's got a different job now, but you know, he's a juvenile probation officer for the longest time. Anybody thought he was real honest. Well, do you know what his day job is? Just so you know how much he really cares about kids. And I think he's so passionate. I don't think he can help it. Just like I kind of go crazy on the air, he kind of goes crazy on the field because he gets excited. And I don't think there's really any way he can hold it back. And if there's somebody out there that hasn't watched this group of Beale City Aggies play baseball, why would you say come watch you guys this year?
We got talent. We're going to win games.
And we have fun. We have a lot of fun. Like last year, our thing towards the end of the year was our Pump It Up song, and we kind of stole that from Midland Dow, but we took it and rolled with it, and that got the crowd involved a lot in the postseason. I mean, at MSU, when we'd score, everyone was screaming, Pump It Up. It's a great time.
And it's one of those two, once you get that far, I think the Midland Dow guys would be like, you know what, yeah, if you're going to take it all the way for the title, you can use that song. That's no problem. Jake, Caden, thanks so much for chatting with me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Another big, big thank you to those two taking some time to chat with me. When we come back, it's that conversation with the aforementioned Papa Cliff, Brad Antcliffe, head coach of Beale City Baseball, coming right up at Spock Sports Show. I'm Buck 92 and podcasting wherever you get your podcast, presented by Barbary Law Firm. Every case they take personally.
If you've got legal questions and you don't know what to do, my attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Hi, this is Joe Barbary. Here's a motor vehicle accident tip. If you've been injured in an auto accident, you don't have to go to Detroit to get the best legal team to represent you. Myself and my staff have been doing auto accidents in the Central Michigan area for over 30 years. Most people I know don't want to drive 150 miles to meet with somebody that they've never met before. If you retain us at Barbary Law, you'll meet with an attorney face-to-face, and you'll be minutes away from doing so. So keep that in mind. If you're injured, or God forbid, a loved one is injured or killed in a motor vehicle accident, contact Barbary Law and we'll take care of you.
My attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Welcome back to Spock Sports Show here on Buck 92. Let's get right back into my chat with Beale City Baseball, catching up with head coach Brad Antcliffe.
Chris Bogman hanging out with Coach Brad Antcliffe as they're getting ready to take on a Bay City Western. And, you know, it's Day of the Eclipse. If anybody's wondering, they listen to this later. And, Coach, you ever been able to play the first three games in the season, or first, you know, games on the schedule? You guys played Okemos on Saturday. We were able to get in two games, hoping for two today. The weather's going to be nice. Just a matter of darkness.
Yeah, no kidding. I was driving here and I was like, whoa, it's getting a little different. No, you know, we did probably 4 or 5 years ago. I think we got our first games in. But typically, nope. We're trying to scramble to get games next week. So,
and for people who don't know, you guys won the state title last year. You graduated one senior, and an important senior in Braylon Zucker. But you've had some squads in the past here at Beale City when it comes to softball or baseball. But have you ever gone into a season just losing one guy a state title team like this?
No, you know, it's kind of weird because I've never had where we graduated one in all my years of coaching in any sport. So this year's been kind of different year in the aspect of we're doing a lot of different things that we did last year because everything's installed. The guys kind of know it. We do a little bit of review and then we move on. So it's been awesome.
Back to the schedule. If somebody looks at the schedule, they might raise an eyebrow. Sacred Heart and Muskegon Catholic are actually the only other two Division IV teams you play. And out of conference, it's Okemos, Bay City Western, Clare, Pawamo, Charlevoix, Freeland, Big Rapids, Langsburg, Muskegon Catholic Central. But that's by design, isn't it? You guys got a team that you need them to be tested before you get to the playoffs this year.
Absolutely. You know, we saw what we had coming back last year, and I talked to Griffin Bohannon, and I'm like, listen, we need to load our out-of-conference schedule with big schools. And, you know, we did that. And we're going to get tested. I mean, everybody gets in the tournament. I mean, we get in no matter what.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're 18 and 12 or 28 and 4. You're going to be in there no matter what.
Absolutely. And I think of, can't recall, one of our state title runs. We were down there in East Lansing. I'm sorry, we were in Battle Creek still. And team from Division II was 13 and 15. And they won a state title.
Hey, Saginaw Novell was a team that knocked off the boys a few years ago. And I think they went into the tournament at like 8-15 or something because they were playing in that crazy, I think it was the Tri-Valley West or Tri-Valley East or something like that. And so, yeah, it's well as if people look at this schedule, if you look at the record partway through the season, you're doing this on purpose. And also, you got a number of guys who have a chance to play at the next level, too. If you play those bigger schools, you're going to get more eyes on them as well, too, which is something that I know that's not why you did that, but I also think that's kind of a cool thing for some of these kids in particular.
On that same note, so we went down to Okemos, and they got Bonnerman. He's probably projected top first-round guy in the MLB draft this spring. So we walked in, and there were probably 15, 18 scouts. I didn't mention this to the boys before we went. You know, I knew there was going to be a lot of scouts down there. And so it's just a situation where, hey, they have a good day. Maybe they get a look.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, I think that's one of the cool things about baseball, too, is there's so many opportunities any way or the other. And I kind of want to say people are gunning for you guys this year. You know, you went to the state championship game 2 years ago, won the state title last year. But I feel like that's every year in Beale City baseball, in particular in the Highland. You guys have won so many games in a row. That's everybody's Super Bowl for them.
Well, you know, and that's kind of why we schedule the games we schedule. Our ultimate goal is to end the season. You used to be in Battle Creek, but now it's East Lansing. That's not going to change here. It doesn't matter if it's this year, 5 years from now. That's our goal. You know, we could lose. Absolutely. And that's okay. But we're still going to have the same goals.
Senior leaders of this team. You know, I even asked Jake and Caden. I'm like, how many seniors on this team? I kind of looked at it. I imagine you've got quite a few.
Seven.
And how cool, how special is that for you as a coach?
Oh, it's...
Or how much coaching do you have to do with seven seniors?
Well, and that's the biggest thing is now we're just tweaking things. You know, last year we were doing more installs and communications and dealing with, you know, not understanding my philosophy of maybe. This year, we come in, we roll the balls out, we get better every day, and hope like heck that we can compete for a championship.
You guys will play Sacred Heart Academy on April 22nd. You'll play them in districts. And I don't know if this is something you thought about when I said to Kate and Jake, it was just kind of a whoa. In particular for small schools at Sacred Heart, you've got Halliday, Bogue, Joe McDonald, Connor Stemke, Zion, Peratt. Here you've got Latham, Smith, Gildy, Wilson, Fussman, Gauthier, Walcutt. Not necessarily all baseball, but when you go out there, those 18 guys that take the field in Division IV baseball, 12, 13 of them at least are going to be playing something at the next level. How crazy is that?
You know, and that's what we talked about day one. We have to get by Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart's good. They're a good team. And if we don't show up, they'll get us. If we don't get, you know, if we get fortunate enough to get by them, then we get to play Fowler. I mean, Fowler's good. I mean, we looked at our schedule. Our possible district would be Sacred Heart, who's, I think, top five. If we got through our district, then you're looking at, you know, somebody, Merrill could be top 10 by the end of the year. If they come out, Saginaw Nouvelle could come out from over there. So there's going to be a tough test every game come tournament time, I feel, for whoever comes out of our district.
Yep, and hey, and I'll go say it again. That's why it's Okemos, Bay City Western, Clare, Pawamo. I even left Shepherd off of there. That's why you have those games scheduled, so these guys are ready for that playoff run. And sometimes you just need to see a different level of pitching. Unfortunately, you guys got the arms, so you can do that a little bit in practice at time to
time. Yeah, we come in, you know, Josh, and, you know, obviously Smithy's a little different animal because he's hitting mid-80s to upper, you know, he hit 90. That's a little bit different than what we will see. I mean, we're going to see some guys that throw that hard.
Yeah, I guess the big guy from Fowler was only a junior last year, I want to say, and so he's going to be back, and I think they threw them in the first game, and I think it was regionals or whatever, yep.
So, I mean, we're going to see some guys that can throw. You know, we go down to Langsburg, they got a guy that throws 90. We're playing Freeland, they got a couple guys that can throw the ball. So we're trying to get ourselves ready for the tournament run, hoping that we can continue to grow and as a team and, you know, make a long run again.
this group of guys, how much, like I said, pretty much all of them back, how much fun, and every year's fun, like I said, you're not doing this for the pay, you're doing it because you enjoy it, but to have every one of these guys come back, like when you walked, you walk in the first day and you, how big did you smile? How much fun are you having right now early in the season?
It's been, well, Mother Nature hasn't been necessarily nice to us, but, they come in, we do what we have to do, and we go home. That's what's been awesome is, we've had a couple of days of review, but for the most part, it's been, okay, you guys know this, you know what we're doing here, so let's just continue to get better.
You were a catcher, played in college. I keep giving Jake a little guff of, you're not going to play at the next level. He says, I'm not a big school guy. I think he wants to work. How special is it to have a guy like him behind the plate?
I tell you what, Saturday, he was a rock star. That kid was getting beat up left and right. Our pitchers aren't where they're going to be coming in the season. So we were a little wild at times.
You expect that. Yes, the early
absolutely.
Season.
Yep. Absolutely. Early season, you're going to have some bumps in the road. I mean, it was decent weather, considering where we're at in the early April. But yeah, we had some balls in the dirt, and he did a great job of blocking them. Our pitchers are still trying to find themselves, and they will. They're going to be good. And it's just this early season. I'm a big, you don't block just to block. We're nobody on base. Our catchers are still going to block. Because that's what they're supposed to do. And if they get lazy and they try to scoop a ball or anything like that, then that's on me to, make sure that we're still trying hard. We're still making the effort to do things right.
But you need to make it habit. You know what I mean? Where it's just natural instinct, and that's how you do it. That's when you start throwing guys out behind the plate, when natural instinct to go get the baseball. Asked you this a bunch of times before. Going to ask you again. Maybe you got a different answer start of this year. What are these kids learning playing on the baseball field they can't learn in the classroom?
Respect. Because sometimes we lack that in the classroom. We should respect our teachers, but sometimes that they get a little upset and things happen. They're learning a lot of life lessons. That's our biggest thing. Bad things are going to happen. You can't control everything. Control what you can control. If you're having a bad day, we all have bad days, but we all make mistakes. And how we learn from them and how we grow from them, that's the biggest thing.
This year, we got to try and get Sean out here. He says you get that 90-mile-an-hour fastball. We'll see if we can make that happen this year. Brad, thanks so much for joining me, man. Good luck on the season.
I appreciate it, bud.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in to another edition of Spock Sports Show. And thanks to my sponsor, Barbary Law Firm. Every case they take personally. Next week, hoping to catch up Coach Josh Wheaton and Sacred Heart Academy softball as they made that deep, deep run last year. And they also had a ton of girls coming back, too. Thanks so much for tuning in to another edition of Spock Sports Show. Be back with you with more soon. Brought to you by Barbary Law Firm.
Thank you for listening to Spock Sports Show with Chris Spockman, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. The views and opinions heard on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, affiliates, and My 104.3 or Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to MyMichiganPodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.